This is a Hat Trick podcast.
Oh, lovely.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You can listen to this London Pub Reviews podcast anywhere, listener. Like in a Zoom meeting, with your eyes closed. Or when you're out and about, picking up your dog's warm, squishy poos. Where on earth are you? Write in and tell us. This week, welcome to the Amersham Arms. 388 New Cross Road, SE14 6TY, nearest station, New Cross. The New Cross area is well populated with students from Goldsmiths College, but the afternoon crowd in the Amersham Arms is also made up of some good-natured and sensible older folk. A collection of welcoming Irish gents were gathering around the servery when I completed a modest arrival, and they politely allowed me access to the counter, where I placed an order for a lovely pint of ale.
I'll have a lovely pint of ale, please, barkeep.
Behind the U-shaped bar were various cups and trophies, including an old sewing machine awarded, I assumed, for best embroidered handkerchief. Affixed to the ceiling were small cartwheel-like fittings, and alongside these flew spread-eagled football jerseys in tight geese-like formation. Directly opposite my upholstered burgundy seat was a slightly raised area for live music events, and drummers would have to be mindful of their bottoms, I thought, given the small fireplace to the rear of the stage. Double-decker buses paused occasionally outside the windows to my left, and many of the upstairs passengers looked in at me, as if I was undressing in a well-lit room at night, when in fact, I was simply retrieving soft blue fluff from my belly button and adding it to the collection I'd amassed within an old marmalade jar. On the shelf behind me lay a row of interesting and somewhat weathered books.
Okay.
I flicked through a particular work from Catherine Cookson.
Oh, okay.
And was surprised to see a small slip of folded paper fall from within its pages onto my lap.
What's this then?
Curious, I unfolded the neatly pressed note, revealing a handwritten message written in block capitals that read, "Defuse the explosives."
Oh no.
Looking nervously about me, I began urgently refolding the note, many times over, before slipping it into my mouth, together with a large gulp of traditional ale. My eyes were drowning when I noticed an exposed ventilation shaft that ran in an L shape along the ceiling above the servery.
Ah.
The tightly packed explosives were harboured within its very bowels. There was no time to lose.
"Tell my wife I love her!"
I screamed at the lovely older barwoman, and she looked at me with a sincere expression of concern as I sprinted across the wooden floorboards with robotic swinging arms towards the staff-only door to the right of the bar. Gasping for breath at the top of the stairs, I soon discovered that the entrance to the ventilation shaft was narrower than the ones I had remembered from the movies, but I sucked in my guts and thighs and squirmed on through, all thoughts focused on reaching the fuse box in time. After thrusting along a mere matter of yards, however, I found myself well and truly stuffed. Just then I noticed a rectangular vent at the bottom of the shaft with a small open grill that faced down into the bar. I contorted my face towards it and started pleading to the staff and patrons below. I pleaded like a goat stuck down a ravine, but perhaps at a slightly higher, more manic pitch. The previously pleasant banter from the bar quickly dried up, like a drip of soapy tap water beneath a savage gust of hand-dryer air, and all eyes looked skyward to my desperate, checkered face. I must have lost a good 400 calories when my rescuers fired up the blowtorch an hour or so later. And it was as if I was swimming in the very ale that I had so recently been served up and consumed. The policeman remained rather stony-faced as he escorted my drenched person off the premises, and I tried to warn him about the explosives, but he wasn't in the least bit interested and simply jerked harder on my handcuffs. London Pub Reviews was written and created by Paul Ewan and performed by Tim Key. The producer was Nick Coop. The executive producer was Claire Broughton. Editing and sound design was by Andy Goddard. And it was a Hattrick production.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I chose Stick of the Dump by Clive King.
I've chosen Little Women by Louisa May Alcott.
I have chosen the book When Hitler Stole Pink Rabbit.
I have chosen My Friend Flicker.
Danny, Champion of the World.
The Seven Crystal Balls.
The Iron Man.
Claudine at St. Clair's.
The Guinness Book of Records.
I chose Ballyshoes.
And then I came across in a school library a copy of Treasure Island. I was terrified.
I'm Janet Ellis, and each week I invite a guest to come and chat with me about their favourite childhood book. They often bring along their own battered copy.
It's not at all as I remember it.
This is a celebration of reading.
I ended up reading it to my mum at home every night.
Because who doesn't still secretly check under the bed for monsters?
I knew that it was true.
Harbour secret desires to run off to the circus.
Riding like the wind into the purple hills. It really captured my imagination.
Twice Upon a Time. Follow us on Instagram at @TwiceUponPod for updates and guest news.
I want to read this book again and again and again and again and again.
Twice Upon a Time is a Hattrick podcast.